So I am looking forward to this last channel, this beautiful imaging that Kryon has been telling us about. So this is it. So let's have a little meditation first. You would just close your eyes and come in, using your breath, using your awareness, using your focus to drop into the center of who you are, that beautiful place inside, that place where the love is, that place where your healing is, that place where your Akash is, bubbling up into this life. It has drawn you here, whether it's the first time or the 100th time. So breathing into that, knowing who you are in this beautiful family of light. Knowing that, yes, we create this together. We call in the energies, we stand in the energies. And we continue as we go on from this day and the next day and the next day. We continue to bring light and healing to the planet through the wisdom of the guides that are around us, the entourage of Kryon and Adironda, the Star Mothers. We continue to hold that light for all, for ourselves, but for all. And we are grateful for the love and the service from the beautiful beings in the form of Marilyn Harper and Adironda and Lee Carroll and Kryon. Thank you.
Ah, so it is good day to you. One last time this weekend, or at least until tomorrow. Ah, dearest beings of light, your radiant energy is full up to here, huh? It's radiating out and flowing out into the world. You have learned so much in the last 2 days. And in that capacity, you are acknowledging the vision of light that you are. You are stepping in, flowing through, accommodating, acknowledging that slipstream that is within you, that manifesting element of connection. What is it that you would like? What is it that you would choose? What is it that in the capacity of this world, in the capacity of all of humanity, what are you choosing? Breathe into that. We've already rewired your brain, and you can continue that rewiring process. Oop, new brain there. But you see, that frequency that you are learning to live within right here, right now, that frequency is the new frequency. As our dear friend Kryon says, the new human. That is you. And you are learning what it feels like to be in that slipstream, that flow of energy that's just flowing so smoothly that every thought, every feeling, every acknowledgement, every connection is being made manifest. And as that is being made manifest, sometimes those thoughts and things that you are not really wanting to capitalize on are being made manifest. So that is why it is so important for you to ask yourself, what is it that I really choose? What is it that I am choosing to be in my life right here, right now? Take a deep breath and just breathe into one thing right now. Yes, that I mean right now. You can close your eyes if that helps you focus. What is it that you would choose to be in your life. Nice. We hear all kinds of thoughts. We hear a sweetheart, a beloved, a partner, a business partner, a business, a money, the lottery, a new car, a new home, a new president, an old president. All kinds of things are coming into the air. Whew. Yes, we choose a lot, don't we? Do you know the way you choose that is in that slipstream? Is in that vibrational frequency of joy and gratitude, of compassion and gratitude, of lift and gratitude. Do you see the theme there? A little gratitude goes a long way. It is, after all, the abracadabra. Poof, abracadabra. We are grateful for you. You see, in that energy, as our dear friend Peggy Phoenix DeBrow says, it creates that figure eight that goes out and brings back to you that which you send out. And that is what is happening. And that is how you manifest in this day and this time. That is how you create in this day and this time. That is how you acknowledge. Now, we wish to tell you something. You can dream about it and feel it happening all you choose. But if you are given an action step and you do not take it, chances are your energy that you are choosing is going to be a little slower in its manifestation. For when you are shown an action step, you must take it. Because that keeps the energy flowing. It is like money. It keeps it in circulation. If you just take money in and never share it, the money stops with you. But if you keep it in circulation and keep it sharing, then that figure eight of energy and more comes to you because you are a good steward of the money. It is the same way with energy or those things that you are choosing. If you are feeling that energy is flowing through you to acknowledge that frequency, then the universe matches that frequency. That is why the vessel Marilyn teaches how to channel. She helps you raise your frequency to match the guides, your higher self, your angelic realm, so they will be able to communicate with you a little more freely. A little more comfortably. You become that divine link. Breathe into that possibility. If you are that divine link and you are writing a book and you don't set time aside to write it, is the book going to get written? No. That is the action step. If you're writing a screenplay, and you have all these ideas rolling around in your head and they're all wonderful and they're all great and they're all entertaining, but you never get them onto a piece of paper, then no one else can see it. And if you never share it, then no one else can understand it. Book does not get written by itself without your fingers moving or your hand moving or your mouth moving and let someone else do this part. You see, it is the same way with art. When you are given something, the universe is there to support it universally, but the universe also matches that energy that you are putting out. So what frequency are you putting out? What frequency are you radiating? Is it that frequency that is in that slipstream flowing through the waves? Here in California, Los Angeles, you can see the waves many times. And it is like riding that wave. Riding that wave. until it smooths into another wave. That is what you're doing. Riding the wave. Allowing the lift of the slipstream to carry you to the next action step. But dearest, you must step through that action step. For if you never step through that action step and you only allow the energy to be here, you can communicate it and you can experience a great deal. But sometimes that action just gives that little tip, that little nudge, so the universe knows that you're serious about your intention. So we ask you once again, what is it that you are choosing to be in your life right here, right now, in this moment? Take another deep breath and clarify that. Your brain has been filled up with all different kinds of vibrations and information and connections and sounds and loves and lights and understandings right from the place in your living room or your office or maybe your bedroom. Maybe on your phone, in your car, we do not know. That is the joy of this right here, right now. That reinforces the fact that everything is possible for you to be communicating with us, and we are communicating out here with your guidance system. What else is possible? Let's find out. What else do we choose? Let's find out. What do you choose? You know, our dear friend Kryon, who concludes his connection with, and so it is, when you state that and repeat that, you are asking that all that has been said is in fruition and completion right here, right now. So breathe into your intention, breathe into your choices. And so it is. That is the vibrational frequency of the slipstream. That is the vibrational frequency of HeartMath. That is the vibrational frequency of all reality. As you are creating, as you are the master creator of this dimension. What is it that you choose? Breathe into it. And know that we choose it too. We choose it as well. Ah, dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see you. We know you. We feel your heart in gratitude. We feel your connection in love and the desire to be in that slipstream. Everything is possible. We love you deeply. We know you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channel of four. For this weekend series, and the channelings have also been a series. Every so often, I will introduce a series and say, find the others, it's important. And this is one. This is number four of four. And the first three are easy to find, for there is a place where they were all categorized, and they all say the town they're given in. They all have the names and part numbers. This is number four. Before I even start any kind of teaching or what you'd think would be teaching, there's something to be done. It's to be done by me. And it's to make you aware of how you are seen right now by Spirit. In a moment, we're going to be talking about life imaging yet again, for this is the subject, and has been, for the other three. But for now, I want to give you an image. Have you ever considered, really, as you sit there in your home, how does God see you? And for just a moment, I want you to forget everything you've ever been told, because there are rules and doctrines that will tell you verses of exactly how you're seen. They'll tell you you're born dirty and that there are things you've got to do before you're clean. Not all. Others will say, well, there's this and there is that, and there's this master and there's that master, and all of these things. And that God really isn't looking at you at all. You're a little too small for that. Some have said that. Some will tell you that. What's your basic intuition right now of how you're seen by Spirit, by God? I want to give you the image. It's not what you expected. I want to give you the image. And this is a backwards teaching. It's the image that I see of who sits in front of me, not necessarily alone in your homes. But this channel is being given during the shutdown, during the virus times. I say that because this particular message will be heard for years. And so I want it in context of what I say. What is the image that we see? Now, the sight of Spirit, the sight from the other side of the veil to you on earth, the human being, is not sight like you think. For when we look at you, we don't see a human being sitting there listening. We see so much more. You see, our image is of your soul. And that soul is complete with all of the things that have ever happened to you. Your name goes here on that soul. A name you don't know. A name we sing in light. Your name, as you know it, that's just for now. In a short period of time, were you in this corporeal body on this planet called Earth? We see it all. We see your soul right there in front of us. Our image is of all that you have ever done, all the bodies you've ever been in, not just Earth, dear ones. Don't you feel it? Don't you know you've been around the block? Don't you know that this is just one of many? Don't you feel it? What if you've lived 1,000 lifetimes? And what if I tell you, well, that's just here, dear ones. It isn't to the last test it went. That's not the other thing that you don't know about, and you never will, not yet, because it's hidden from you completely and always will be until you come home. No. There is so much more to you than you know. And It is majestic, unfathomable in richness of experience and wisdom. Let me tell you something. Some of you are aware. This test that you're going through right now, all the things that you're walking through, there is a deja vu going on in some old souls right now. Been here, done that. What am I feeling? Why do I feel like I might have actually gone through this before? Because I know what's coming. I know benevolence is coming. I know solutions. I know the sun's coming out. How could I know that when everybody else is crying and wounded and so upset and so angry? And I'm sitting here going, can't you see the light? That's because you have done it before, because this test has happened before in other places. And you've been there. Old, old soul. My image, all of our images of you, it takes our breath away. It takes our breath away. That's the image I want you to know about. Nobody has told you this. When you were little, were you ever told that? God looks at you and sees grandness in you. God looks at your soul and knows that in there is part of God. God knows you as a child of God, a friend of God, perhaps even of God itself. That's what a soul is. It's a piece and part of the whole of the universe. That's who you are, who you are. And so as we begin the teaching yet again, this particular life imaging is going to be how you see God, how you see His back. Life imaging started with the idea that you sit at a table and the table represents life as a metaphor. And what is on the table and how big is it and who is there and what's going to happen and how fearful are you of catching diseases? And do you think you're a victim and you just stay inside, perhaps? Maybe you're practicing the virus so you can stay there. There are many who have been taught from birth. They don't even deserve to be here. And so there they are, without hope, in the dark, not understanding one of the basic principles and tools of a human being is to develop a consciousness where things will start acting differently because you are there with them and actually directing your own movie. You really are. We discussed that, which is consciousness and the extremes that you've been taught, both positive and negative, and all the while not understanding that consciousness is part of physics. It connects the field. It actually becomes what you think. That's real. Everything else is fake. The fear, the idea that you might be hit by a truck tomorrow if you're in the wrong place, so you better not go any place at all, that's ridiculous. Because you are empowered and you don't even know it. You want to know why Kryon is here? To let you know who you are. Maybe to let you know how you're seen by God. But this life imaging today is how do you see God? What is your image in your life of the creative source? Don't use the word God if you don't like to. It doesn't matter. You get so hung up on the names. Call it whatever you want to. Origin, creative source. The compassionate love of the universe that created you, who knows you. You're not here by accident. None of you are here by accident. All of you are known. All of you are known. What's your life image of that relationship? Because, dear ones, that one is the hardest. Because you're going to have to unlearn everything. You're going to have to unlearn everything. In order to get yourself to cognize a truth that is beyond anything that you've ever been told, because of its grandness and its greatness, and even as I tell you right now, you won't believe it, who you really are. You deserve to be here and be grand. You deserve to have a life image of compassion and health and youthing. You deserve all of it. You've been through all of this to get here at this time. What's your image of that? What's your image of that? When you see your life and you see your relationship to the Creator, do you image it as beautiful, divine, lovely, friendly? Do you regularly talk to Spirit and shake hands? When you sit down to dinner, does Spirit accompany you, have a meal with you? When you get up in the morning, does Spirit get up with you and you say hello and you say, I love you? It's great to walk my path with you, dear Spirit, because I know my soul is allied with you. My life image is God. Because I was told, are you ready? I was made in your image. And that image, dear ones, is love and compassion. You see, that's the real human. The real human, the one that you are living, the human you think you are, is fake. It is false. That's not who you are. That's who you were told you are. And you will say, well, why would somebody do that? Why would somebody tell me these things when they're not so? And I will tell you the truth, that in an older energy, they didn't know. You were told the best they knew, the most complete story that they thought was there. That's what they gave you. They didn't do anything to conspire to control you. They gave you the best they had in love. So did your parents. What happens is you've graduated, and as those learn more and graduate to higher knowledge, the things that were learned first become the children's stories, and you learn more, and you go, oh, okay, now I can have something more complex, and here it is, and here it is, and here it is. You are a piece of that which is the Creator, and you are allowed to do this. And that is to think that your life image may be allied in the field with the Creator of all things. That's what being one with everything was always about. The oneness of all things is you, and all things mean the Creator as well. What is your life image, and where does that go? It's beautiful, because some of those who are even listening now, I know what yours is. Day-to-day walk. Day-to-day walk. There are those who say, I need to bring in abundance. I'm worried about abundance. How do I do that? Well, dear ones, I believe that was channel number 3. But let's review it. How do you define abundance? Now, here is where I would say the paradigm shift starts. In an old energy, abundance is money in the bank, so you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Oh, if I'd only had money in the bank and knew this was coming, I wouldn't be in this condition here today with this virus. That's an old energy thinking, dear ones. Let me give you the definition of abundance. Abundance is defined as having enough for today. Did you get that? Enough for today. And then when you get to tomorrow, abundance is defined as having enough for tomorrow, that day, one day at a time. That is an abundant life. Dear Spirit, fill me with abundance this day and give me all the things this day that I need, and ally me with the love and the compassion of God this day. That is my image. And I take your hand and walk through whatever comes my way. Human nature is so interesting, isn't it? You have the model of this, the absolute model of that, with the Israelites in the desert walking in circles. You think perhaps it's a children's story? It isn't. They were fed every day from the sky. They were. Every day. You see, they didn't stop. They couldn't grow anything. They couldn't hunt. They couldn't do anything. They were fed every day from the sky. How many days does this happen before you start to realize that's how it works? And you don't have to worry about tomorrow. How many years does it take of having food fall from the sky every single day? This has now become a metaphor, but that was real. How many years does it take before you say, this is the way of it? Thank you, Spirit, for taking care of me and having me the abundance. I will not be hungry because it seems to come at me from all directions, no matter what, every day. Every day. And in that story, you know what happened is they worried about tomorrow. What if it doesn't happen tomorrow? Well, how long has it happened? About 30 years. And you're worried about tomorrow? It could stop any time. That's human nature. Today, it's not human nature where it's going to go tomorrow. Because that's what's evolving. And my partner has said that. To a place where you relax in the arms of God and say, I am an abundant person. My abundance may be that which is wisdom and love. I'm taken care of. And my life's image is that. I am part of the whole. My image is I am abundant. My image is that I am wise because I'm connected to that which is the creative source. The masters of this planet all walked and did what they did, all of them, so that you could look at their lives and say, really, I can do that? And that's why they came. To show you what a human being can do when their consciousness is high enough and their DNA is activated enough, you might say, so that their life's image includes that which is the creative source. Some of this is confusing to you, or you may not be on board, or if you've just decided to listen to this channel without the other three, you're very confused, or you may not understand even a part of it. But dear ones, if you give intent for it, you will. There are those listening right now, not necessarily those in this broadcast. There are those going to hear this, and this will change the whole perspective of who they are. And it won't be me. It's because their Akash will awaken, and there'll be an aha. And at some level, they'll sit alone and smile and say, I knew there was more. Because that's who you are, awakening to the truth you are, every single one, that God is bigger than any of you were ever told. Bigger. And it includes everything that you are. It does not exclude anything. I am in love with humanity for these things. I image you, and I see greatness, grandness, majesty, and more. And that is why I continue with my partner to his last breath, telling you how loved you are and that you are in a time of severe change. Hang on, because there is light at the end of this tunnel. There really is. And so it is.